Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply in app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody on the highways, the byways, the roadways, the back roads. However you might be getting to grandma's house for that Thanksgiving dinner, or whoever the hell's house you're going to. Hope you get there safely, okay? Hold the plate for me. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City. Thank you to Ryan Botcher. Shout outs to Kevin for helping to hold things down. This show gets started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Okay, we've discussed a lot. We've had the release of the college football playoff rankings. Not too many changes at the top there. As it stands today, Tulane would end up in the 12th and final college football playoff spot. That's nice. We've had some guests to come through, talk about a lot of the NFL action that we've seen, what we could see on Thanksgiving. Thank you so much to Lindsey Rhodes from the Sumer Sports Show. Thank you as well to Ted Wynn for joining us from The Athletic, senior NFL writer. Took a look into that crap Monday Night Football game from yesterday. Yeah, look, Brock Purdy's getting paid $53 million. He ain't going nowhere. This guy ain't going nowhere either. Doesn't look like he's going to be a part of an NFL team. Justin Tucker. Yeah, the Saints tried him out yesterday. You want to know who offered him a job? Not the Saints. They said, no, thank you. We just wanted to see if you were great. They ended up signing Cade York, who used to kick for LSU. Joe Burrow says, I'm not afraid to play football. Yeah, the Bengals suck, but I'm going to be back on Thanksgiving against the Ravens. Brian Kelly, speaking of LSU and Joe Burrow, Brian Kelly says, run me my money. But I don't know. How about this today as well? College football playoff rankings revealed. Yes, we know. The Pro Football Hall of Fame also revealed the semifinalists for next year's Hall of Fame. Okay, so we've discussed a lot at the end of the show. Of course, we'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. It has been November 25th all day long. So we got a lot to do. Looking forward to, well, I always like to eat. I love food. Like to eat, like to exercise. Yeah, if I'm not here, that's pretty much what I'm doing. And then working some more, damn it. Why not? I'm trying out here. But Joe Burrow, he says, I'm going to work on Thanksgiving. Look, the Cincinnati Bengals are 3-8. Ja'Marr Chase is returning following his suspension for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. And Joe Burrow's coming back from surgery for turf toe. And the Bengals are going to take on the Ravens. The Ravens have won 5 straight. Feels like every other day Lamar Jackson is dealing with some type of injury to his foot, but he's still out there practicing. And he doesn't look the same prior to the injury. He's playing like an MVP, the guy that we've seen over the past few years. But that's going to be a good matchup. That's actually going to be the night game on Thursday night. Okay, we're going to have Baltimore the Ravens taking on the Bengals. And Joe Burrow, he spoke to the media today, and he was asked a simple question. Hey, you've been getting your ass kicked over the past couple of years playing for the Bengals. Offensive line sucks. The team is going nowhere. Joe Burrow, you're an MVP candidate when you're healthy. Why the heck are you playing the rest of the season? Listen to what he said.
Yes, I understand why people feel that way, but if you look at it from my perspective, I'm a football player, and if I get hurt, I'm going to go through the rehab process, and then I'm going to let everybody know when I feel like I can go out there and play. I don't really know what else to say about that. I'm not going to ever go to somebody and say, yeah, I'm healthy, but you know, I don't think I should go out there and play. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm not going to live my life and play this game scared of something happening. Like, yeah, something's going to happen. It's football. Guys are going to get hurt. Guys are going to get concussions. You're going to break bones, tear ligaments. It's a physical, intense game. That's part of this. And, yeah, I've had injuries. There's not a lot I can do about that. I work really hard to have that not happen, but what I can do is when it does happen, I can control how I'm attacking my rehab and attacking practice and doing everything in my power to get back as quickly as possible. That's what I did.
Yeah, he's a football player. He ain't no punk. Like, there are hazards to the game. It's not surprising to hear him say that. What did you think he was going to say? Oh, the team sucks. The Bengals are going nowhere. I'm just going to pack up my bags, hang out with my supermodel girlfriend, and I'm going to go on vacation. I mean, the guy's healthy. He's going to go out there and play. I mean, if he didn't get hurt in the first place, they'd have a better record. I mean, are things going to change? No. But what does anybody expect? Is Zach Taylor supposed to go, we gotta put him in mothballs? There's, what, 6 more games left in a season? Like, what do you want to do? Botcher, naturally, it makes sense. Hey, Joe Burrow, sit down. We ain't playing for nothing. But let the guy go out there and earn his money. It's no big deal.
On top of that, there's a lot of incentives, too, built into the contracts, too. So if he wants to build a legacy, like counting stats, like a bunch of other things, why not? It's just, I understand, hey, if I don't play, we can get a top 5 pick. And in hindsight, that looks good for the Bengals, but you try convincing a player in a locker room that you're not going to bring back an arguably a top 5, top 10 quarterback in the league when he's healthy. So
you want him to be selfish and get stats.
Well, not just that. It's just he provides better chance to win than Joe Flacco, right?
Sure does.
And when you just, it's just more than that. It's just, imagine trying to say to your team, yeah, I'm healthy, but I don't want to play because the team wants us to lose. It's just, it doesn't come off well.
Oh, yeah, you can't say that publicly. Those are the type of things you keep private and just say, hey, he never healed up. But that's also something that's bad for management. When you got to start running around, it's not like there's one game left. It's bad to hear from management, hey, bruh, we need you to sit out. Don't play. Like 5 games left in the season, 6 games left. You can't do that. It's not good. So we'll see Joe Burrow playing on Thanksgiving against the Ravens. This is what Joe Burrow had to say. These are his Thanksgiving memories. They don't go back too far.
I think just like a lot of kids, you grow up going through Thanksgiving. You have your meals with your family, and then you go and sit on the couch, and typically there's not a lot on except football. Back in the day, it was Lions and somebody. You go watch Matthew Stafford throw for 300, 400 some yards with Calvin Johnson and probably lose the game, but it was fun to watch. You know, those are memories that you have, and so I kind of always wanted to be the person out there.
Yeah, not good memories if you are a Lions fan. And this is going to be a great opening game. I mean, it was just so many years that the Lions would play on Thanksgiving, and you'd look at the stadium and you just go, are people even going to show up? Who cares? But we got a good one. We got Green Bay at Detroit. This is a game that is going to have playoff implications, and it's the first game that we're going to see and witness on Thursday. Then we got Kansas City and Dallas. And then, of course, I told you about Cincinnati visiting Baltimore. Let me tell you something else, a good point that Joe Burrow brings up. What the hell else is going on while these football games are happening? You couldn't tell me. I think by accident, you know, I may switch the channel or somebody changes it and you just go, what is that? Like, I think Detroit's, their parade, I think, is broadcast nationally, like the Macy's Parade in New York City. I have no idea. Is there any other specialty programming? Bacha, do you know what else is going on when the Cowboys and the Lions are playing?
The dog show? Is that a thing?
I thought that was before.
But they replay right? it. It's from the end of Macy's.
The end of Macy's, the dog show comes on right after.
Yes. So right? I think they play it. So I think it's a couple hours long. And then,
so when the Lions are playing, the dog show is on.
Yes. And okay. Nobody watches the dog show. But then I think they replay it.
How can you say nobody watches the dog show? It's been on forever.
Well, in comparison to football, I think it's a little different. But
Why are we comparing the ratings? That's not nice.
Well, I don't know. Get cuter dogs and maybe we'll.
Those dogs are beautiful. You see what they do to those dogs? They make them look like puffs. And these are the most exquisite dogs in America.
Yeah, and some of them are ugly. Let's be real.
A lot of dogs are ugly, man.
But
you've seen some owners?
Yeah. My issue is it's too long. Like, the dogs are there already. Let's just look them out. Like, which dog's cuter, one or two? And you just move on.
You make it for someone who says nobody watches, you know a lot about the dog show.
Well, yeah, because I've seen it before. My mom likes it every now and then.
You called your mother a nobody. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Nobody likes the dog show except for my mom. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't tell you anything else this one. I was going to say I'll make it my business to try to find out, but I'm not. I don't care. Okay, the Lions and the Packers are playing on Fox. And so that means the dog show will be on NBC, right? NBC following the parade. And then on CBS, this is kind of weird now that I think. No, this is not weird. I guess the Cowboys, well, I guess they alternate games. So this is interesting. I'm looking at the schedule now. The Lions are going to play on Fox, which makes sense. Because it's Green Bay, it's Detroit, it's two NFC teams. And I guess in that second slot, CBS is going to have the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, the night game is going to be on NBC. So NFL is just snatching all these games. What have they been doing Thanksgiving for, like, now 10 years, I feel like? Maybe longer?
Oh, it's got to be more than that. It feels Thanksgiving, NFL's always been there.
At
night
it was only two games. The furthest back I can remember is Mark Sanchez and the butt fumble, and that was what, 2010 and 11?
That's gonna be 2012, right? 2011, the year they didn't make the playoffs, so that's at least 14 years ago.
Okay, so 10-14 years, but it's not that much. For it only used to be two games.
It was the Lions and the Cowboys, right? Just noon or one.
Yes,
and then four.
You got two games, and after the Cowboys, you got to look at your family or watch, I don't know, some stupid movie that came on.
Yeah, I'm at the point where it's like I only remember night games when I was a kid.
Here we're gonna figure this out right now. Okay, when did the NFL? In 2020, okay, we don't care about John Madden Classic.
2006.
2006 they started?
The third NFL game on Thanksgiving has been played in prime time.
Since 2006?
Yeah, and it was on NFL Network until 2011, then it went to NBC.
That's right. They had a crap game that they put on, and now they put it on NBC. So 2006, that's just about 20 years. Yeah. You want to know something, Botcher? And I say this all the time. I get it. The NFL is money, 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 money. More games. 17 games. And we need a Thursday night game. And we need a Friday game. And we need Christmas games. I was perfectly fine when they only did two games on Thanksgiving. I was good on that. Because at that point in time, Botch, you know what everybody did? They went home. Okay? Dallas Cowboys game finished, and then people went home. Now you just can't get people out of your damn house. You got three NFL games. They don't want to leave. I don't mind. You said you're used to it. I don't listen. I'm fine with just two games. We don't need a third one. I'm fine. It gives me something to watch at night. I feel like one of those religious movies used to come on after. I don't know, Moses or something. But maybe that's Christmas. I don't know. But you don't think there's too much NFL?
The point is, I eat my turkey during the first game, so right. I kind of theoretically miss half of the second game because I just pass out most of the time. And then the night game, it's kind of like, okay, everybody's starting to get out for my family. And then, yeah, I watch the end of the football game. So it's I kind of watched the first half of the football game, the first game, the Lions, and the Cowboys I kind of forget about to the end. And then I watch the night game.
Yeah, by the time the Ravens come on, yeah, I may be falling asleep at that point. Yeah, I have no idea. You see, here's the thing about Thanksgiving. It's twofold. I don't want to put on clothes if people are coming to my damn house, okay? And at the same time, I don't want to put on clothes to leave to go to anybody else's house. So I'm just kind of stuck in the middle. Oh, yeah, we got a good slate of games. Green Bay at Detroit at 1 o'clock. Kansas City and Dallas is the second game. Of course, the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Cowboys and Lions, that's the classic. And then now we got this rotating game, which is a night game. We got Cincinnati at Baltimore. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Mason is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mason?
What's up, JR? First of all, love you, brother, and love what you do. But I've told you that many, many times.
Well, thanks. What's up?
Oh, man, you guys, I would plan to call it in because I just love listening to you. And I call once in a blue moon about the Raiders, which I will talk about later.
Oh, yeah.
But the Westminster Dog Show is actually it's cool. I've watched it before. Hey, the dog, it's not about looking cute. It's like, cause you got to strut right and stuff like that. And they do little tricks and stuff like that. And the grooming is all involved.
Well, they make the dog jump over something and run through a hole.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They run through little hoops and stuff like that. And then they got a pose.
It's like Mrs. What's that thing that they just ran where
Miss
a lady
America
fell off? Miss Jamaica fell off the stage. Miss Universe.
Oh,
you see that?
Yeah, I've never seen a dog do that. They kind of tight on what they do. Yeah. So.
I think it's a bad idea. Oh, I'm gonna get in trouble again. Here we go. I wasn't even thinking about it.
Heard
oh
about
my
killing
God.
That fly, brother. Not cool.
Yeah, the fruit fly. Yeah, I'm going to get destroyed by fruit flies, and I just compared Miss Universe to the dog show by accident. That's just. Hey, Botcha, right, save me. Botcha, save me. Help me. Help me.
Hey, it's. We're all together as a species. Not a species, but we're all together as a planet.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. Hey, we all have brains. I didn't know about that jellyfish thing, though. That was kind of new to me.
Okay. Thank you for deflecting. Because I was looking at I was like the dog show is like this Miss Universe for dogs, but it came out the wrong way, you know.
Yeah, hey, some of those dogs are cool. Yeah, like the way they had the ears pointed up and stuff like that. Sometimes it's interesting. Yeah,
no,
so I think it was a boring football game on.
I
think it over there.
I'd rather eat than look at the dogs. Okay.
We're right on JR. Hey, real quick before I hang up though. Because I got to get my little Raider thing in. But before I do that, man, you are an awesome host and a patient dude. Hey, man, those Philly fans that called in for Philadelphia complaining about the Eagles, I'm like, man, didn't you guys win the Super Bowl last year? And you're also in first place. I'm a Raider fan, man. And we would not be talking about our team like the way that guy was. It's like, God, you guys eat your own? We don't. If we won a Super Bowl, man, we still live off of them 1980, 1983 and 86 Super Bowls.
Well, listen, man, they're spoiled. I mean, you got certain teams that are used to winning, and so the expectations get a little bit higher. Like, it seems like there's a couple of levels to sports fandom. They're the fans that are spoiled. even though, like, the Yankee fans. Are Yankee fans spoiled? I think a certain generation is, if you remember 25 years ago.
Yeah. I've been to a lot of them games because I lived in Oakland, and I remember the A's when they were really good, when they had the Jason Giambi and Miguel Tejada.
Yeah, the Cheaters.
They had the big three. And they could never,
Mulder, Hudson, and Zito.
Past the Yankees, though. And the Yankees, that's when they were super spoiled.
Yeah.
They were winning everything.
Yankee fans are spoiled. Laker fans are spoiled. Dodger fans are spoiled. I think as an overall, if you've been a New England sports fan over the past 25 years, your ass is spoiled. And then you got teams that don't win nothing. Like, nobody's going to say Jet fans are spoiled or Sacramento King fans are spoiled or, I don't know, Sabres fans are spoiled. It's not the case. But, hey, if you're at the top, then you can raise your expectations. So I'm not mad at them.
JR, but the Eagles never won nothing. And then they win that one year when Carson Wentz was the quarterback. Remember? And they thought they was right. Yeah, and you would think they were right off of that. And then they win Carson, last year.
Yeah, Carson Wentz got hurt. We had Nick Foles came through. But, times change, eras change. Golden State Warriors used to be a joke. I mean, are they? And maybe in about 3 years, they'll probably be a super joke again. But come on, there's ebbs and there's flows. Now the Warriors.
When I lived in the Bay, I remember the highlight of when I lived up there was Antoine Jameson scoring 50 on the Lakers. Yeah. That's how bad they were.
And Monte Ellis and all. Yeah, that days are long gone. So.
Yeah, now
they're one of the most successful teams in NBA history. So what are you going to do? There's ups and downs. So some teams have a whole lot more downs and ups, unfortunately. Hey, Mason, I got to hit the break. I appreciate you, and you have a great holiday. I
appreciate you, brother. Thank you. Happy
Thanksgiving. Shout-outs to Mason. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast-to-coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to come back. I'm going to tell you about some legends. Some of the legends, these are now semifinalists to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Some of these names are not surprising. I'm going to tell you who I think is going in and who I think is not. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply in app only.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better, clean, and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. hey, amongst everything going on in the world of sports, it seems like we're narrowing down some of the candidates for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Okay, we got finalists, semifinalists here that have been announced. We got 26 modern era candidates who advanced to this stage, and they were voted on by the 50-member selection committee. Okay, the next time that this list gets chopped down, it'll be down to 15 finalists who will be voted on before the Super Bowl in February. Okay, so we got four players guaranteed spots in a semifinal stage. We got Willie Anderson, Torrey Holt, Luke Kuechly, Adam Vinatieri. Now, Adam Vinatieri, do I think he's going to go into the Hall of Fame? Yes. I don't know if Luke Kuechly played long enough. I don't know if Torrey Holt was out there long enough. We know about the greatest show on turf. I think Willie Anderson, I think he's likely to get in as a lineman. And you think about some of these other players who are in their first year of eligibility. I have gone through this. We have had many chats about it on this show. Phillip Rivers is eligible. He wasn't in that upper tier in his own era. He was not with the Tom Brady. Who's Tom Brady? Nobody. But he wasn't in that upper echelon. We're just like, oh, my God, is he going to go out there and kill me? He played a long time, accumulated a lot of stats, a lot of numbers. Phillip Rivers isn't in that space. He's not. I take Ben Roethlisberger over Phillip Rivers. OK, he's not in that Roethlisberger. I take Eli Manning. I'm sorry. I know. OK, well, I'm looking at the whole career and the accolades. And Eli Manning is not in that Tom Brady upper echelon. But for career accolades over the past 25 years, yeah, he's had one of the best careers. But Phillip Rivers, to me, and I've said this plenty of times, I'll say it again, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Now, somebody that also is a first-year guy is Drew Brees. Drew Brees, without a shadow of a doubt, is going into the Hall of Fame. We know that there is no debate. Man, they probably already got his gold jacket all tailored. They're ready for that guy to get in. A matter of fact, his old teammate, Cam Jordan, still playing, by the way, sometimes, most of the time. He said, Drew Brees, he said, absolutely. He should be, matter of fact, like one of the greatest QBs of all time.
Drew Brees would be, of course, number one, but like.
Yeah, what's with Drew?
Yeah, that's the best quarterback of all time.
What'd you say?
You heard what I said.
There's only one greatest of all time. That's Tom Brady.
No, he's the greatest winner of all time. Yeah.
He's the greatest player of all time.
There's nobody who has the completion percentage that Drew has. There's nobody who has the most 5,000-yard seasons that Drew has. It took Tom Brady an extra 2 years to break Drew Brees.
The man has 7 rings.
That's what I just said. So we're agreeing. If you're talking about accomplishments, yes, Tom Brady. If you want to look at stats, pad your stats, because Drew's got that. When he left, there were so many records that he owned. Now, after he retired, Tom Brady played another 2 years and broke all of them, I believe.
Don't get me wrong. Drew Brees is a great player. Yeah. Tom Brady is goated.
You're goated.
Yeah, we know Tom Brady is the most accomplished football player of all time. But then, you know, and it comes down to eras. People will go, oh, my God, Otto Graham. And it's just like, hey, there's different eras. And I don't think anybody could take away he's the most accomplished. And I think for when they both played, I think most people would say, I want Tom Brady. If you had to line up two QBs, they take Tom Brady over Drew Brees. But there's only one Tom Brady, huh? Drew Brees is still getting into the Hall of Fame. Go ahead and book him next year for Canton. Somebody else that I think is definitely getting in is Frank Gore. Like, it's kind of nuts. He played for so damn long. Frank Gore is third all time in career rushing yards. And he was out there balling out for every AFC East team imaginable. He's like, I don't care. Where am I going? Miami? Fine. Okay, I'm playing for the Jets now? Sure, I'll do that too. Buffalo Bills? Of course. Like, San Francisco, sign me up. Frank Gore was everywhere. That man played a long time. Now we got his son out here playing, which is just unbelievable to me. And then, how about this one? This is a no-doubter. It's kind of crazy. Did he even ever formally retire? Larry Fitzgerald, go ahead and put him in the Hall of Fame. Let's do it tomorrow. Larry Fitzgerald, this guy is only behind Jerry Rice when it comes to career receiving yards. This dude was big, fast and strong. He was a truck. He made no damn sense. I think the only guy in the past maybe 25 years who could match him physically, he was taller than him, was Calvin Johnson. And so you talk about Larry Fitzgerald. Imagine if he just had, I don't know, Kurt Warner in his prime. Imagine he had Carson Palmer out there. Imagine if he had one consistent QB. Imagine what those numbers would look like. It's kind of nuts. Listen, here's Andy Reid and Tom Brady talking about how they all wanted Larry Fitzgerald on their team.
I've tried to hire Larry 15 different times, man. I begged him even when he was out a year to come back, man. Just come on.
That makes two of us. I tried to recruit Larry many times, and he kept shooting me down. I'm like, nobody has, you know, most guys get excited. Fitz, he's like, no, I'm pretty good here. And I said, wait a minute. Hold on. You got to get, you know, we got to get you into some big games. Got to get you at least on, you know. And he said, no, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. I think he made a good decision.
He's the mayor there, man. Yeah. I mean, he owns the place. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Arizona in the wintertime, not so bad. Yeah, I mean, come on. He's like, hey, you want to win a championship playing out here in the cold? You want to play inside and then go hang out in beautiful Arizona. And then we even got Ryan Clark. He's just like, listen, man, you played against Larry Fitzgerald. That dude was a beast. He said, I need that dude jumping over me.
That moment to where, like, when we walk off the field, it was us. Not taking anything away from the offense, but we wanted to be the reason you wanted to dominate. And Coach Tomlin had to give us a pep talk before the last play because I was ready to quit. Now, you can put somebody else out here, Coach. I don't think I'm going to do it. And it's so funny. After Lamar knocks the ball out of Kurt Warner's hand, me and Troy are laughing. He's like, bro, I was so scared that Larry Fitzgerald was going to moss us. And so was I. We sitting there, and it's just us and him. I'm 5'11". I'm taller than Troy. What if Fitzgerald come up and boom and win the game? Which was very possible at that time. And so Lamar saved us, bro, and we never had to deal with it. And we have a parade after that.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Larry Fitzgerald, he played on a Cardinals team for the majority of his career. I know about the Super Bowl role, that they were uninspiring. And then you think about a lot of the wide receivers, they always get slapped with this diva label and me, I want the ball, complain this. He was before we really got in the depths of the toxicity of the social media era. But Larry Fitzgerald, you know what he did? And Belletti, this is what I appreciate about him. He just showed up and he played. He just bust ass. He went home. He never said anything. He never made noise. Shout outs to the Gophers and everybody in Minnesota. Maybe that's a reason why. I don't know. Everybody is nice out there. He just played. There was never any controversy with this dude.
No, and it's unfortunate that he gets overshadowed. I mean, you're talking about a surefire, automatic Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it, and it is a shame. He winds up being, and he's going to go in the Hall of Fame same way, quietly. It's just the way he went about it, and it's a shame that we didn't get to see him in more games other than that one Super Bowl run, like you talked about. He was one of the best to ever do this, and he's going to walk in as probably second fiddle to Drew Brees into the Hall of Fame. It's wild. It's wild how much we took for granted how good he was.
Yeah, he went out there and, with that Super Bowl run, they took on the Steelers, and they lost that one. Larry Fitzgerald played from 2004 to 2020. He was out there balling, man. He was out there balling.
And let's not forget, that run to the Super Bowl, it's not like, well, that team had no business being in the Super Bowl. And they were two plays away from winning that game. No business being in the game. A lot of that was Larry Fitzgerald. I'm not taking it away from Kurt Warner, and they had some good play. That was a 1-2 punch with Warner finding Fitzgerald, because the rest of their offense, minus a little Anquan Boldin, went a whole lot there.
Yeah.
They had no business being there. People forget that.
It's one of those situations where you look at it and you go, you know what? If he would have won a championship, would we have seen more Larry Fitzgerald? I feel like over the years, he pops up in a commercial here or there, but most people don't know what he sounds like. He'll pop up in an interview here or there. He's not one of these dudes sitting around, you know, on everybody's podcast yelling, and he's kind of out of the limelight. I want to say similar to Calvin Johnson.
Yep.
You don't really hear much out of him. And you could say over the past 25 years, Am I missing somebody? Would those not be the two best wide receivers in the last quarter century?
Yeah. I mean, again, unless something else is jumping out, I mean, you could say the Randy Moss, but it's a little before that. So, no.
Yeah.
Probably the two best, and it's unfortunate, and this is, I don't know, a reflection, I guess, on all of us. If you're loud, we pay attention more. And if you're quiet, you know, you even if you're better, it winds up being where we forget. And it's a damn shame because that's on us. Because we watched greatness for a long time and we took it for granted. And I hope Cardinal fans didn't, because they got to watch it a lot closer than the rest of us did, you know, nationwide. But we did. We took that for granted. And the Lions had a couple of them that were quiet, that were great. We remember Barry Sanders. We forget Calvin Johnson. And it's a shame.
Yeah, Megatron. And shout out, Megatron is already in there. Well, Larry Fitzgerald, he'll be next. Shout outs to the quiet wide receivers just going out there getting the job done. Could you imagine Larry Fitzgerald fleeing to Dubai to run away from an arrest warrant? No, right? What's more surprising, that or Luka being traded? I don't know.
I think that would probably be a bit more, just a little bit more. Yeah. I'd be a little bit more surprising.
Could you imagine what type of career that guy being, what's his name again? That guy?
Antonio Brown?
Yeah, could you imagine if he actually just played football and, well, he obviously has mental health issues, that's the unfortunate part. But he has got to be one of the biggest what ifs, because he had no business being drafted where he was drafted based off his talent. It's his people evaluated him and said, no thanks. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of bust out and is just like, who the hell is this guy? Oh, my God. Oh, why didn't he get drafted? Oh, now we know. And it's unfortunate. But he's absolutely a freakish himself. And we'll just never know. It's like we did know, but we won't know what it would have looked like.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got the flare up, though. We saw what it was. I mean, that offense, him, Le'Veon Bell, Roethlisberger, I mean, they were putting up points left and right all over the place. And then the second he left Pittsburgh, and it was falling apart at Pittsburgh, don't get me wrong, but the second he left there, I mean, it went from a smoldering pile of flames to, I mean, just a volcano. It was a disaster. From the second he got to the Raiders, he never even played a game for them, right?
Like,
it was
just burned his feet and
just
beefing with the GM. It was Mayock. I think it was Mayock he was beefing with at the time. It was him and was it Gruden? He was calling him racist, right?
It was so fast that it was like, what the hell is going on? Like, can we just get to a game? And we just never got there. I mean, why off a cliff in 2 seconds? It was falling apart. But we didn't realize that it was held together by, you know, popsicles and rubber bands. We didn't realize how bad it was until the second he got to the Raiders.
Yeah, he was on his way. Yeah, he was nuts. Yeah, one way to get fired, to call your boss is racist. So, yeah, now he got bigger problems. So, anyway, go ahead, Belletti. What?
No, I should say, although.
Although what? What'd I say? What?
No, I'm just saying there's some emails, you know.
Emails.
Well, you don't know. I mean,
Gruden. Gruden who called DeMaurice Smith. He said he had big old lips like tires.
I'm just, you know, little.
Antonio Brown was right about
maybe,
one thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't worry, Belletti. Let Gruden sue me. Don't worry about it. Let him sue me.
I never said nothing. I just said, you know.
You didn't say it. I did. All right. His emails were racist, so we can assume he was racist, or maybe that day he forgot. I said it. It's okay, Belletti. You don't have to say nothing. My man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I think we'll talk about more pleasant things. We're going to get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. And thanks for the reminder. No, I remember myself. Never mind. It's time for a news flash. Here he is, Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lots, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&C supply and Apple.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Vrbo last minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the end of the show. Man, it's my last show for this week before the holiday. I won't be back here until Monday. So this also means that this is the last This Day in Sports History for the week. Let's go.
Back. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It's November 25th. The year is 2025. How about this? A couple days away from Thanksgiving, but in 1979, Pat Summerall and John Madden, they broadcast their very first game together. They were together for 22 years, and they were a classic. They were a classic on Fox. They were a classic on Thanksgiving. Let's take a listen to this montage, courtesy of the NFL.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
There is the big turkey.
Yeah, and that turkey's so big and so many legs that's a two-man job.
Yep.
Look at the size of this turkey. Now, there is a turkey. Yo, we got some legs on there. I mean, here's a leg. Then we got three here. We got three here. Okay, now we have the award. And what we do is every Thanksgiving to the outstanding player, we give the turkey leg award. So, Eric, you get the turkey leg. Jerry, you get the whole turkey. You get the whole bird.
I knew you were sending the whole thing, John.
I want to talk to John Madden, Pat Summerall. That's what I want.
You got him. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's up, top fellas?
Yeah.
Huh?
You're up on top when you make catches, man, like that.
Hey, y'all know I put on a show for y'all two old heads, man.
We have the biggest thing, the tradition of Thanksgiving and football. Some things just go together great.
Yeah, man. You heard that Randy Moss at the end. I remember that Thanksgiving game. Oh, my God. Three catches, three touchdowns, 163 yards. That is still one of the wildest stat lines I've ever seen in a game. He was working that day. That was maybe Randy Moss's highlight game of his career playing for the Vikings. Okay. November 25th, 1980. You want to know what happened that day? No mas, no mas, I'm done. Roberto Duran said, no mas. 16
seconds.
He got
cramps in his stomach and his body, and the upper body, and then his arms. And he got weaker, so that's why he stopped fighting. He quit the bout.
Does this mean the end of boxing for Roberto?
Posiblemente el final de tu carrera.
Sí, ya no peleo más.
Yes, I'm not fighting anymore.
This is final, permanent retirement.
Definitivo.
Yeah, definitivo.
No, definitely, I'm not fighting anymore.
Yeah, Sugar Ray Leonard beat the hell out of him, okay? It was 16 seconds to go in the eighth round. No mas, no mas, no more. I don't want no more. I'm done. I'm finished. That was Roberto Duran, who you heard right there. November 25th. Let's keep things moving. Oh, we just talked about this guy. In 2018, Philip Rivers, who I don't think is a Hall of Famer, he set an NFL single game record. He completed 25 straight passes as his team, the Chargers, beat the Cardinals 45-10. Listen to Philip Rivers just passing more.
Rivers with time. End zone. Completion and a touchdown. Keenan Allen on the receiving end of a record-tying completion from Philip Rivers.
Yeah, he's still out here playing, not Phillip Rivers. If Phillip Rivers could still come back and play, he would. He'd be like, how come Joe Flacco gets to come back and I can't? And there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. It's November 25th. In 2 days from Thanksgiving. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Ross is here from St. Petersburg. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. To quote the Sopranos, I'm going to tell you a couple, three things, but they segue. First, you know, your quarterback discussion about Hall of Famers, it's funny. You know, you got Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, and Eli Manning, and they're all going to be linked because if, you know, the Manning family hadn't told the Chargers that they weren't, Eli wouldn't play for them, you know, all their careers could be different. I think, you know, obviously Drew Brees does go somewhere. Pivoting into, was Drew Brees the best quarterback of his generation? I mean, I'm going to have to go with Brady just because the competition he had in the AFC. You had Roethlisberger, you had Rivers, you had Flacco for a time. Yeah. I mean, the NFC was weak.
Ross, I think I'm just trying to wait towards the end of the show. I think most people would agree that Tom Brady is better than Brees. What's your last point?
Well, I'm just saying Brees played in the trash division in the South, which, you know, as a Bucs fan, I can acknowledge this. And I just hope that the Bucs don't make the playoffs so I can finally have them to stop. See Todd Bowles with his grimace face on the sidelines. These last three games have been abysmal. 1,000 yards, 100 points. It just can't go on.
Well,
and then last quick note.
I think from your point, I think with all the injuries the Buccaneers have suffered, I wouldn't be excited about anything. Go ahead, quick. We're at the end.
And I'll squeeze it in. So, you know, when you talk about quiet wide receivers, and obviously Larry Fitz, Megatron, and another guy in that generation, Mike Evans, but I wouldn't put him ahead of those guys. But I will say, just because you're quiet doesn't mean you can't be dangerous. Ask the two guys outside Marvin Harrison Sr.'s garage. With that, I'll let you go, JR. Have a good night. Bye.
Okay, he wanted to make a joke about Marvin Harrison shooting people. Well, thanks. Okay, what a great way to head into Thanksgiving. Thank you. All right, listen, folks, thank you so much for hanging out. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We want to give a big old thank you to Ted Wynn for joining us from The Athletic. We want to say thank you to Lindsey Rhodes from Sumer Sports. If you missed a minute, you can find me online at JR Sport Brief, and you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much to Kevin. Thank you to Ryan Botch for holding things down. Please, I'll be back on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. But, hey, stick around here on the Infinity Sports Network. There's more football, more hosts. Matter of fact, don't move now. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Catch you on Monday. Have a wonderful holiday. A happy Thanksgiving. JR's out. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lots, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away. or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.